With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A late press conference Friday night to announce the body of suspected mass shooter Robert Card was found in the woods near Lisbon, Maine, with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Commissioner Mike Shawchuk, Maine Department of Public Safety, says they waited to tell the press Card's body was found earlier in the evening.
Because we wanted to talk to the victims' families. We wanted to say, this is coming. It's important that they heard that information as close to first as anybody else. And you know who else we called? It was the family of the suspect. And so they lost a loved one in this scenario, and there were many of that family that was very cooperative with us throughout.
Card was wanted in the mass shooting that killed 18 people and wounded many others Wednesday night. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling on President Biden to revoke the visa of Iran's foreign minister.
Scott issued the call after the Iranian official said in a speech before the UN General Assembly that if the Israel-Hamas war escalates, the U.S., quote, won't be spared from the fire of the war in the region. Scott says the U.S. cannot tolerate threats from what he calls terrorism sponsors and wrote to the president in a post on X, revoke his visa now. He is not welcome in America. Bob Agner reporting.
U.S. fighter jets launched airstrikes early Friday on two locations in eastern Syria linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the strikes were in retaliation.
I think we've been crystal clear that we maintain the inherent right of defending our troops, and we will take all necessary measures to protect our forces and our interests overseas. As it relates to these groups, again, we know that these are Iranian-backed militia groups that are supported by Iran, and of course, we hold Iran responsible for these groups.
This is SRN News. Christian legal firms are stepping up to help parents purge their schools of pornographic books.
In addition to considering a parental rights issue, I think it's a child abuse issue because of the potential harm that's done to young children when they see sexually inappropriate material.
Teresa Sidebotham is an attorney with Telios Law.
It can increase their sexual activity, their sexually permissive attitudes. Girls can be objectified early. That increases their risk for anorexia and other self-harming disorders.
And there's another problem.
It makes them more vulnerable to abuse by adults. Pedophiles use this kind of material to groom children. I mean, this historically has been where kids will get exposed to this type of thing.
She advises moms and dads to find out what books their kids are being exposed to in school. This is SRN News. The National Zoo's three popular giant pandas will be heading home a little earlier than expected. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Zoo officials tell the Associated Press that adult bears Mei Zhang, Tian Tian, and their cub Shou Qi Ji will be returning to China sometime in mid-November. The bears have been a wildly popular attraction and an unofficial symbol of the nation's capital for decades. The zoo's exchange agreement with the Chinese government, originally brokered by President Richard Nixon 50 years ago, expires December 7th. Ongoing negotiations to extend the agreement haven't produced results. Norman Hall, Washington.
Striking auto workers may be nearing a labor deal with GM. Talks are continuing between the UAW and General Motors after intense negotiations. The deal would be based on the tentative agreement that was reached earlier this week with Ford. More details at SRNnews.com.